Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Resolution 2021-005 was adopted at the most recent Soldotna City Council meeting. It's a resolution that adopted an alternate allocation method for the fiscal year 2021 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program and certifying that the allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in the Fisheries Management Area 14, Cook Inlet Area. According to Stephanie Queen, the Soldotna City Manager, the purpose of the Shared Fisheries Tax Program is to provide for an annual sharing of state fish tax collected outside municipal boundaries with municipalities that have been affected by fishing industry activities. In order to participate in the Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program, each municipality within a fisheries management area is required to complete Shared Fisheries Business Tax application annually and include a resolution adopted by the municipality's governing body. And the city of Soldotna is part of the FMA 14 Cook Inlet Fisheries Management Area, which includes Anchorage, Matsuburo, Houston, Palmer, Wasilla, Homer, Kenai, Kenai Peninsula Borough, Kachemak, Soldovia, Seward, and Soldotna. According to Queen, the state distributes 50% of the fish tax collected outside municipal boundaries equally among the municipalities within the FMA, and the remaining 50% split based on allocation method agreed upon by all municipalities within the FMA. Each year, the Cook Inlet FMA uses the alternative method and bases the allocation on population. The proposed resolution has been updated and will be adopted by each of the 12 municipalities within the Cook Inlet FMA. The resolution became effective upon its adoption.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce told KSRM on Monday that there could be more efficient methods of taking care of problematic roadways on the Kenai, especially in situations that the area has seen recently with weather events causing more ice and snow than is typically present. At the urging of Senator Peter Michicki, Governor Mike Dunleavy reopened the Silver Tip Maintenance Station for the remainder of the 2020-21 snow season, as reported on December 18th. The station has serviced the Seward and Sterling highways until the Department of Transportation announced its closure in September 2019. Michicki has told his constituents that he's been visiting with the Department of Transportation, reminding them of the difficult conditions on the highway, but they are attempting to fill the silver tip positions and update the equipment necessary for adequate service. Mayor Pierce said that the borough is already formulating ideas that could lead to cost-effective and efficient methods of road clearing locally.
We do contract to private contractors to handle all the plowing and the sanding and the road maintenance. But the state has never done that. The state's always had their own little DOT department. DOT is just a big dollar cost. They'll get out there today. They've got the scarf blades on now because of all the icing and a lot of the contractors. And we're kind of trying to modify the contracts today. You know, we used to bid everything with a grader involved in it. You had to have a grader. Today we're saying, you know, maybe you have one grader, you don't have six. And during these events, these snow events, you run out there with a plow truck, you know, one ton or something with a blade on it, where you can actually, you can buy these blades, you know, that are going all different directions, you know, and you can direct the snow and plow it. You can do a more efficient job faster. And then it should bring the borough lower costs over the long haul. That's what we're looking into today.
For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.